You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Hello, Dwayne.
Hello there, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How are you
today?
I'm doing good.
I'm all right myself.
Yeah. This market just keeps climbing.
Yeah, up until today, anyway. Yeah, they hit right at 980 yesterday, and then I was hoping that they would pop over 980, cross down through it, and set up a real nice short. Because you could kind of feel that at the highs they want to lock in profits, wait till there's a decent pullback, and then attempt the long side again. We need to hold 962.5 on the ES today. As long as if we break that, then I think we're starting a topping process, and so we got to watch that level. Not really sure what else. The VIX reversal yesterday, it had gotten down to a real low level. I mean, had to go back a number of months to get to as low as it was. And then volatility tends to revert to the mean. So with the reversal, you usually get a reversal. The VIX continues in the same direction of the reversal, which and prices tend to go opposite of the VIX. So we had a couple sell signals, and that's what from that sentiment change. And then I think we see how this works off. We had a move up, and then that was kind of a grinding type move, a pullback. Then this last move was kind of almost straight up, a vertical, on a, if you look at a daily close chart.
Right.
And then, so those, if you have a parabolic run, they stall out at the highs, and then they tend to come down pretty hard. I don't really see that happening. The market's had pretty good, when the market's moving this slow, and you get down towards, you get stretched away from, from the average, range of the day, or close to it. You know, the buying or the selling is going to come in. I think this might last a day or two if we stay over 962.5. But I really don't see at the moment. I know 1,000 is just 30 points away. A lot of people that are, a lot of folks act, talking like that's a layup. I don't really see it the way that they, they did reject 980, and then on the early pop this morning, as soon as they ran up, stalled out in that area, they aggressively were sold off again. So I don't know. At the moment, Dwayne, I don't really have a strong opinion of we're in a trading range. Off the highs, got to hold. I think we got to go hold 862.5. We should have good stuff around 863, 862.5. If they break that, then there's a 958, and then I think if that's broken, I think we're going to get probably a deeper correction down towards 920. But take that as we go. I do think the upside is pretty limited here. The market's had a good run, and it's kind of tiring out here. So when we get these rallies on, I don't expect them to. We had two-way action today, but I don't expect a run back up towards the highs to stick. I'd be very surprised if that happened. And then I'm not sure what your daily, your candlestick patterns tell you, but on a daily chart, if we should close down around the lows, wouldn't really look good on daily chart, at least for the start of. Possible start of something, kind of would leave a little island type of pattern up at little island up above. So, market's got some work to do. I think it's got its work cut out on the upside. I don't think we just go straight up to 1,000 from here. Backing and filling, and hopefully stay above 962.5 to avoid a breakdown. It's kind of my outlook here, short term. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's starting to look bearish for me. If we close anywhere down around where we are right now on today, I think it could be the start of something that takes us a little bit deeper. How deep? I'm not sure. But still looking anywhere in that 850 to 875 area on the S&P cash.
Okay.
I think those are very realistic targets to the downside.
And are you talking into August or over by October? Or
you know what?
Do you have a time frame on
that? I'm not very good at attaching a time frame to it. I don't know how long it's going to take it to happen. That I can't say with any confidence.
Mm-hmm. One thing we're going to watch is a couple narrow range days also. If they do, they stick and they can rally back up towards 980. And we go sideways for a few days and then break again. It could kind of set up a 1-2-3 top. If you know what I'm talking about, we get the high, get a pullback, get a bounce back up to a lower high, and then turn down. That would start it'd be a 1-2-3 kind of top. It's a good pattern on intraday trades at highs and lows, but it wouldn't look good for the bulls if we go from here run up to, say, 975, 978, something there, and then turn down. The formation would be bearish. So, and that also would mean, likely mean taking out the 862.5 level below, because today I think we got to 966. So it's just below today's lows. So we'll see by the close, Wayne, or by the next time we speak. You know, like I said, I think the upside's limited. If we do get some kind of run from out of here, rally from down up here, I'll be looking to short it heavily when it stalls out. And if we should close below 962.5. That's a red flag, another red flag.
If we close below where now?
962.5.
Okay.
We had a couple lows down there. It's kind of where we broke out. It's kind of a pivotal spot. And then, if I'm not incorrect, there may be some gap. I had a gap down below. I know last time we spoke and I mentioned a gap above us. Just so I can give you the dates, it was on 10... 6 to 10, it's a holiday in last August, and then the gap was from, if you give me a second, Dwayne, I'll bring you the exact numbers here. But it was a big gap, and it started this downside, between 1082 and 1102.5, I'll give you the date. One second, please.
Sure, take your time.
Okay, the dates were 10/3 and 10/6. That gap over a weekend. It was a Friday Monday deal, and the exact numbers 1082. To 1102.5. That's up there quite a ways, but I don't think we'll be looking at that for a while. But anyways, that is one big gap way above the market, and that was a breakaway gap on the downside. Not sure if we still have an unfilled gap, but I'll look after the close. But there might be something down below. I don't exactly remember here. One thing while we're on the air here, Dwayne, we do have the last bounce off of the pullback to 969.5. That bounce back up to 974.25, and this current bounce are almost equal distance. So this, if we fail here at 970 and a quarter, and then take out, they did turn down at 970 and a quarter. So that's symmetry. One leg equaling a second leg. And if it falls in line with something else, for instance today, the high at 924 and a quarter was at the 20 period EMA, and this last bounce, we have symmetry and also again, down sloping 20 period EMA. So, had I been paying attention here, I'd have taken a scalp at least or an entry around that area. It was a little cluster of a couple numbers coming together. Anyhow, looks like that's the level to get over to break this stair step down type of pattern that we have. That get back over 970 and a quarter and not quickly turn down again.
Gotcha.
So that's what I see today, Dwayne. Sorry.
All righty, Mike. Well, we certainly appreciate it, folks. A reminder, you can go to TradeStalker.com, take advantage of Mike's free trial there. Check those support and resistance numbers. And Mike does have a trading camp coming up later in the year, and he'll be posting that out on the site once he determines a date. And we'll be talking about it here on the show once you let us know, Mike.
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.